So, tell me what this is all about.
Well, we're drawing attention to the fact that baby ducks and geese are still being killed in the cruelest manner for foie gras. It's a pâté that's made out of the diseased liver of baby ducks and geese. And the production methods are so cruel that they're actually illegal in the UK and across most European countries. Unfortunately, due to European trade laws, it is still legal to import it, and a few unscrupulous restaurants persist in doing so.
So there's restaurants in Nottingham that are still saying this very cruel foie gras?
Unbelievably, yes, there are. There's merchants, French Living, and World Service, the main three.
So what are you asking people to do about those restaurants?
Well, we're just giving people information at the moment, explaining to them how foie gras is produced. If they agree with us, then boycott the restaurants that are still serving foie gras.
And presumably let them know.
And even better, let them know, yes.
That's very good. Are there any similar campaigns elsewhere? Have there been any successes?
Yes, in a number of different towns, including, for example, Sheffield. I believe they've been completely successful in removing foie gras from the entirety of the town. So it'd be brilliant if they could follow suit in Nottingham and show that Nottingham people care as well.
Now, I understand something's going on in York tomorrow.
Yes, in fact, in York, they're trying to get the sale of foie gras banned. But the vote is happening tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes.
And have there been any similar votes in other places, even overseas?
I believe it is actually banned in a number of places overseas, including some areas of America where you can't sell it.
I hear that Arnold Schwarzenegger, of all people, has been instrumental in campaigning in California on the subject.
Yes, I heard that as well.
Okay, what kind of things have you got written on some of these placards? You don't know, because you're standing behind them. Never mind. What's been the response from the public and the police to tonight's demonstration?
Well, so far it's been very good. I mean, most people are against such cruelty. I mean, it's one of the cruelest forms of factory farming. And the people that we've talked to who've come up to us every time that we've had any kind of event have all been very positive, saying that they agree that it's very cool and they wish that it didn't happen. It's not surprising that therefore it is actually illegal to produce it. So unfortunately we just need to get around this inconsistency in the law at the moment where it's illegal to produce but legal to sell.
Very good. I see a full double-decker busload going past now with people waving at the protest, so it seems to be very successful. Thank you for your time.